Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about the debate on annual legislative sessions, a fatal plane crash north of Billings, and why a Montana timber company is closing one of its sawmills. It's Wednesday, January 15th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. The Montana Motor Vehicle Division says 7 of its driver's license offices will be open on Martin Luther King Day to provide additional times for residents to renew or replace Montana driver's licenses or to obtain state identification or real ID cards. Offices in Billings, Bozeman, Butte, Great Falls, Helena, Kalispell, and Missoula will be open on January 20th from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. No appointments are needed, and walk-in customers will be assisted on a first-come, first-served basis. Montana lawmakers are so far not finding consensus about moving the state toward annual legislative sessions. Lawmakers debated the issue yesterday. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney reports.
Montana and North Dakota are the only two states in the country with part-time legislatures that meet once every other year to approve a budget and pass policy. Instead of meeting once for 90 days every other year, state lawmakers are studying if they should move to 45-day meetings every year. Republican State Senator Ryan Osmundson carried a bill during the 2019 legislative session to study and consider changing that process.
Focused around how do we strengthen the legislative branch.
Some lawmakers are concerned that the authority of the state legislature is not as strong as it once was, losing institutional knowledge through term limits and ceding power to the always present executive branch. There's no consensus among Montana lawmakers whether annual sessions would improve the legislature's work. John Esp is a 7-term Republican from Big Timber.
In my world, I think it makes more sense to have annual sessions where you don't have to commit to 4 months away from your business, 4 months away from your ranch or your farm.
Diane Sands, a 7-term Democratic legislator from Missoula, isn't in favor of annual sessions. Sands says the legislature should focus on increasing bipartisan work during the interim period between every other year sessions and offer more training for lawmakers. Sands says annual sessions is not a new idea in Montana, and she doesn't expect it to get traction this time around either.
I mean, I don't think the public's going to let us have annual sessions, no matter how we frame it.
The Montana Constitution says lawmakers shall meet each odd-numbered year in regular sessions for no more than 90 legislative days, and the legislature may increase the limit on the length of any following session. Specific costs associated with the potential change were not discussed at Tuesday's hearing. Lawmakers studying the issue will report any recommended changes in November. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A U.S. judge has appointed a receiver to oversee a Bitcoin plant in Montana after the majority owner was accused of running a Ponzi scheme involving cryptocurrency investments. A retired U.S. magistrate will oversee the finances and assets of CryptoWatt in Butte. The minority owner and operator requested the receiver. They argued the owner wasn't paying the bills, threatening the entire operation, including 32 jobs. They said CryptoWatt is behind in paying its power bill. Bitcoin mining requires significant power usage to run specialized computers that process and record transactions in exchange for virtual currency. Authorities have identified the bodies of 4 people who died in a small plane crash north of Billings over the weekend. I found out more. The single-engine Cessna 182 crashed Saturday evening between Billings and Roundup on Dunn Mountain. The plane was found the next day and 4 bodies were recovered. Yellowstone County Sheriff Mike Linder says the National Transportation Safety Board started investigating Sunday.
I think it's just an unfortunate incident, and unfortunately some lives were claimed, but probably from what I'm seeing is just a tragic accident.
Pilot David Halo and passengers Rusty Jungles, Michael Peterson, and Raymond Rumbold died in the crash. All 4 were from Billings. Initial investigations by the NTSB and the Federal Aviation Administration say it's believed the airplane hit a guy wire on a 180-foot antenna tower, and possibly the tower itself, and went down the side of the mountain.
We don't know why the plane was at the level that it was at, and that's something the FAA or NTSB will have to determine the circumstances there.
The antenna tower holds public safety radio antennas for repeater systems for Yellowstone County and some of Musselshell County. The crash did not affect any public safety systems for Yellowstone County. Musselshell County had one radio go down, which was repaired quickly. Stan Morris is the Assistant Director of Flight Operations for Rocky Mountain College in Billings. He says many different factors could cause a plane to crash, including weather and mechanical issues.
Flying airplanes is actually very safe, very reliable form of transportation.
Morris adds, until the NTSB's investigation is complete, it is not possible to know which factors played a role in the crash. NTSB's preliminary report is expected in 7 to 10 days after the crash. However, preliminary reports don't include a determination of cause or analysis. According to the NTSB, there were 347 civil aviation deaths nationwide in 2017, the most recent year with finalized data. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. A Montana timber company Monday announced indefinitely closing one of its two sawmills, citing chronic timber supply problems due to litigation. Rachel Kramer reports economists say lawsuits are only partly to blame.
RY Timber General Manager Dan Richards says the mill in Townsend will suspend operations once it runs out of logs in the yard. He says that won't happen before April 1st. Layoffs are not expected before then either. Richards says the closure will affect 70 employees. Some will have the option of getting transferred to RY Timber's second mill in Livingston. Others will receive separation pay and the option of job training. The Townsend Area Chamber of Commerce's co-president Bobby Meehan says the news is extremely disappointing. She says the only other businesses in town that employ as many people as RY Timber are the hospital and courthouse.
We're rural Montana, so any business closures here in Townsend, it does place more economic challenges on a county that is already struggling.
In the past 2 years, Meehan says Townsend has lost four major businesses, which affects the town's tax base and employment opportunities.
Every single one of those businesses, definitely their closure impacted our economic growth, our families, and finding employment in Townsend is not easy.
She says many of the people living in Townsend have to commute 40 minutes to Helena or an hour to Bozeman for work. RY Timber's Dan Richards says the company's decision was due to chronic timber shortages.
Let me just put it this way. If there was an abundance of logs that we could manufacture, we'd have two shifts running in both plants.
Richards says the uncertainty and delays from litigation around Forest Service timber sales are to blame. Todd Morgan, the director of forest industry research at the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research, says litigation can cause significant delays for some mills, depending on which timber sales the companies purchased.
Getting enough logs, timber supply or timber availability, is a challenge for mills in Montana and has been for a couple of decades.
He says the National Forest Service reduced its harvest levels in the 90s. Demand for lumber dropped during the recession when fewer people were building homes. But Morgan says some of the change has come from a shift in timberland ownership. Southern Pine Plantations confirmed in December it bought 630,000 acres of Montana timberlands from the company Weyerhaeuser.
Some of that land may be sold for development, some of it may be sold for housing, some of it may be sold and kept in timber production. But when it changes hands and it goes from one private owner to another private owner, those owners, you know, going to have wants and needs that they want to use the land for. And it may not be timber production.
Some Montana companies have laid off workers or cut back due to other factors, including wildfires, bark beetle kill-offs, and competition. F.H. Stoltz Land and Lumber Company announced in June it would cut back on its shifts at its mill in Columbia Falls, according to Hungry Horse News. Stoltz said the decision was purely market-driven. The price for fir and larch had dropped 50%. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.